Are you afraid of email marketing? Are you afraid you're going to sound spammy or aggressive? Well, you're not alone. The majority of course creators I have worked with have this problem. Unfortunately, if you're not using email marketing for your business, you're missing out on so much potential. Fortunately for you, in today's episode, I'm going to shift everything. I'm going to challenge everything you think you know about email marketing and show you how you can do email marketing in a way that feels good to you, is effective to your business, and makes your audience feel good. Yes, even if you're using email marketing to sell. Welcome to Master the Inbox, the podcast where course creators, coaches, and consultants learn how to use email marketing to sell in a non-salesy, non-spammy way. Hi, I'm your host, Monica Badiou. I'm a customer-centric copywriter, course creator, and entrepreneur. And today, I'm gonna challenge everything you think you know about email marketing. Let's start from the beginning. What do you know about email marketing? If you're like the majority of people, then what you know about email marketing is what you've been exposed to in your inbox. So if the majority of the emails you get suck, then that's kind of your baseline, which is honestly a tragedy, because email marketing can be one of the best channels you can use as a course creator. You can convey your mission, your values. You can even help your audience achieve more of their goals. And that's because email marketing is one of the few channels where you can have like a one-on-one conversation with your audience. But let's go back to the basics. Look into your inbox. What do you see? If your inbox looks like mine, the majority of the emails you're getting are probably urgency-based. They're very brand-focused. They don't really deliver value. They're focused more on what the brand wants you to think or see about the brand, and it has less to do with what you need as a reader. The other element of this is the part that actually sucks, and it's one of the reasons why so many people aren't actually using email marketing for their brands. And that's the fear-mongering. If you have received any Black Friday deals, you know what I'm talking about. It's one, urgency, that puts a lot of pressure into getting the discount that's going to expire. And if you don't get that discount, oh, well, your life sucks, right? The other element of this is using tactics that make you feel bad about who you are as a human being. And reading a message that basically shames the reader into taking action, that's a really bad example of using email marketing. Unfortunately, to some extent, that's what you're probably seeing in your inbox right now. But let's do a fun experiment. So go to your inbox and look at the last 50, 100 emails. Just scroll. And then stop at the email, at the subject line that feels like it was designed for you. What draws you in? What's inside? And compare it. Compare it to the normal, which is what everybody's doing. Fear-mongering, pressuring, talking about the brand, making it about the discount, making about whatever the brand has achieved. Versus the email that you opened. What's in there? Is it A or B? A, fear-mongering and pressuring, or B, focused on helping you, getting you to see a different perspective? Maybe it's coaching, maybe it's teaching something, but there's something about that email that feels different. Well, welcome to the 1%, because right now, most of our inboxes are just flooded with urgency and scarcity and promotions. So I totally get it if you're afraid of using email marketing because that's going to make you look like a douche or someone who is kind of ripping off their audiences. But there is so much good news. You don't have to do email marketing like that. So just because that's how people are doing email marketing now, and that's kind of the baseline, the normal, that doesn't mean that has to be your normal. Quite the opposite. This is an opportunity for you to just stand out from the crowd, be disruptive. If everybody says, last chance, this expires today, go a different route. Talk about, here's what this means, see if you're gonna miss out. What if it works? Or whatever. We're gonna get into the urgency and Black Friday stuff in an episode later in the season. But the idea is this. You have a choice. Just because other people are doing stuff in a specific way, you don't have to do it like that to get results. You can go a different route. You can do email marketing in a way that feels good to you, authentic to who you are as a person, as an expert, and also good to your audience, and still get the results. And now I'm not talking fairy tales. I'm not talking like theory. This is actually what has happened for the course creators I have coached or I have written for in the last 4 years. Because when you take this route, something amazing happens. Results start coming in. You are not burning through the list. We're actually getting more engagement because your emails, they're not geared only on your brand. They don't talk about the discount anymore. They talk about what's keeping your audience stuck. And you do it in a very compassionate way, insightful, empowering way. You're tapping into their intrinsic motivation, but in a way that feels good. And you're taking your marketing to a whole new level. And remember when I said this isn't fairy tale? This is exactly what's happening for course creators who want to try email marketing in a way that very few people are doing it right now. In 2023, this approach to email marketing has generated more than $3 million in revenue for course creators all over the world. I've had the front row seat and I saw the results. In one situation, we've even had a creator who received an email from a subscriber who initially opted out of the sales emails, asking to be put back into that flow because he was evaluating and he was hearing from other people how the sales emails were actually delivering value. Now, isn't that awesome to get people to say, send me your sales emails. I want to learn. Now, in this approach, you have to understand that we're not going for the numbers. We're going to talk about KPIs in a little bit. So the reason most people hate email marketing is that the basic assumption implies to use volume to get results. So you look at your numbers, at your KPIs, and you know that if you have 10,000 people on your email list, you have a specific open rate and you have a specific click-through rate. So you can expect with a specific frequency and in a specific time frame to get a very specific result. That's how most people are doing email marketing, and they're honestly taking the human element out of this. Because if you're only thinking about your subscribers as numbers, then obviously that's going to be conveyed through your email. And honestly, it sucks. It doesn't feel good to be thought of as like just a number in somebody's business. So if you shift the approach and you don't focus only on numbers, you also focus on the human element. You will go from volume to quality, which means that the entire positioning of your brand is going to change because you won't be just tapping into one element and one reason for your audience to read your emails, which is like, hey, I want your money. Can I have it? Here's also a discount to make it easier, right? That's the baseline of email marketing right now. Or the other side of this, which is like, hey, here's an email where I brag about what I did. Look at me. I'm so cool, right? That does nothing for your reader. So when you shift towards quality, your email marketing isn't just a random number of emails. You're going for something so much more valuable, which is connection. And everything in your email marketing becomes strategic. And the bottom line is how much value you're delivering to your audience through your emails. Now, there are various levels of what you can do in your email marketing. But one of the biggest things that's going to shift what you think email marketing is to consider this. Email marketing isn't just about selling or sending people to a blog post. Email marketing is a direct channel to your audience, which means that you have a one-on-one conversation. And you can talk about anything you want, right? But think about this. When you have a one-on-one conversation in real life with somebody else, what do you talk about so that the other person listens? If you only talk about yourself, that's kind of boring, right? But if you talk about the person on the other end of this conversation and you help them, shift perspective, learn new stuff about themselves, you basically coach them through their own resistance, through their own fears. And that's one of the best ways to use email marketing as a creator, as someone who has expertise, and I assume someone who wants to have some kind of impact, not just monetize your list. And someone who has a goal to make an impact, not just on your bottom line, but in your community's life, in your audience's life. And I think we should talk more about that. I think brands have a responsibility to do that. To take it from just buy this because we're offering it on sale to, hey, you have this goal and you're probably stuck. You're feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you're uncertain about something. Maybe you have some limiting belief. Let me help you. And if you choose my course to solve your problem or to get closer to your goal, that's awesome. But that's not why I'm here. I'm not here to just take your money. I'm here because I genuinely care about you and I want to help you achieve your goals just like I did in my personal life or just like these other people were able to achieve. Can you see how that's so much different from what you're seeing in your inbox? And it's inspiring. It's motivating. I mean, I'm obsessed with email marketing. That's the whole reason this podcast exists. But what I'm trying to show you is that email marketing can be so many other things than what you think it's possible right now. Is it difficult? Yes. What is easy in marketing? And sure, there are many questions like, how do you write emails that matter to your audience? When and how often should you send emails to avoid unsubscribes and to not impact your deliverability rates? And, you know, when and what should you sell? What do you do about unsubscribes and low engagement rates? All of those are questions everybody has. How you tackle those challenges, it's your choice. I'm going to do my best to help you find some of the answers in this podcast. And you'll hear from real life examples. I'm sharing case studies. I'm sharing challenges I've actually encountered. I'm sharing the solutions to those challenges from real life situations, from working with course creators, coaches, and consultants just like you. So if that sounds like something you'd like, hit the follow or subscribe button to make sure you're going to get the next episodes. I promise I'll do my best to make them good. So I hope this has helped you see there's so much more to email marketing than what you're seeing in your inbox. I hope this has given you courage to see what's on the other side of fear. And I also hope this was a little bit inspiring. I also have an action item for you. I want you to think about email marketing on a personal and on a professional level. What do you think about email marketing? What are the beliefs you're holding about using this channel? Is it something that scares you? Are you afraid you're going to sound salesy? What is it specifically that's holding you back from using email marketing, from sending more emails? From being very authentic in your emails, from having a one-on-one conversation with your audience. Start here, and this is going to help you get a clearer picture of what you think email marketing is, maybe even why you've not used it so far, and we're going to use that as the baseline for what's going to happen in the next episode. I do think there is a much better way to use email marketing. And I promise you there is a better way. You can use email marketing in a way that feels good to you as a human being, that is effective for your business, and that also feels authentic and valuable to your subscribers. Yes, even if they are sales emails. But it takes curiosity to test. So you can see what can happen when you do things in a different way. I hope you're going to join me on this adventure. Stay curious. Thanks for tuning in into Master the Inbox. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, it would be immensely helpful to get a review, a comment, or a share from you. Let the world know that email marketing can be fun, authentic, and non-spammy.